It's like making sausage. It's messy, but the output's good, right?
Dick Fleischman is 4Fry assistant team leader. The collaboration he's describing, maybe 30 people at a given meeting, are not who you'd expect to find in the same room. Scientists, environmental groups, government employees, the occasional politician, all bring a rich diversity of ideas and ideologies. Their histories of working together and against each other stretch back over decades. Todd Schulke, one of the founders of the Center for Biological Diversity, met logger Dwayne Walker 15 years ago. Walker learned restoration forestry on the White Mountain Stewardship Project, a smaller effort that's a prototype for 4Fry.
Yeah, Dwayne. Dwayne and I, we go back a ways now. We're unlikely allies, but we're strong allies.
I got a good relationship with Todd Schulke in that. We've joked about it. Sometimes he says, I'd never believed I'd be riding around out in the woods with you. First time he said he didn't know if he'd be coming back from the woods.
The idea that you can go out in the woods and shake hands with somebody you know and work problems out is a compelling way to think about getting these controversial things done.
I know this big world of ours is you got industry on one side. You got the naysayers and henpeckers on the other. What has to happen for everybody is to come to the middle.
But it's not always that easy. Henry Provincio with the Forest Service is 4Fry team leader.
I'll be perfectly honest, I struggle with it. My kind of thing is I'll trust you until I don't. I think we work real well collaboratively on some issues when maybe the stakes aren't so high. I think we all, agency, private, local governments, struggle with what it means to collaborate.
Taylor McKinnon also works with the Center for Biological Diversity.
I don't think it's useful to operate on a premise of trust. I think it's much more useful to operate on a premise of agreement. Because I don't trust the Forest Service, and I never will. But I can forge agreements with the Forest Service and other stakeholders about what we need to do to move forward.
And moving forward is the name of the game. Mark Asilik of the Grand Canyon Trust knows that some issues are always going to be difficult.
Because we're a diverse collaborative, we can't have a position on every issue. But what we can reach agreement on is that the forests need to be treated, but the detail of that is more difficult. The collaborative only has so much power. The final decision on what the forest looks like rests in the Forest Service's hands.
The collaborators all agree that old-growth trees are off the table. The Forest Service plans to release 4Fry's first environmental impact statement early next year. The document will address the hotly contested issue of big trees, not always old, but big. Pat Jackson, Chief of Staff for the Forest Service Southwest Region.
The collaborative put together a large tree retention strategy. Basically, what that strategy did is lay out certain circumstances that if those were met, then large trees could be taken, trees over 16 inches in diameter. And what the forest did is they said, well, but those aren't exception categories. That is the rule.
Environmental groups warily agreed that some large trees might need to be cut under certain ecologically justified cases, but they've been reluctant to concede that these circumstances are found widely across the forest.
There's a deep level of distrust of the Forest Service that runs almost in our genes.
The center's Todd Schulke.
One of those possible outcomes is litigation. It's never going to be off the table. Litigation is really background noise. It happens. It's not fatal, typically. On the other hand, you know, we've put a lot of time and energy into 4Fry. We want it to succeed.
Everyone wants 4Fry to succeed, but everyone also knows it's a grand experiment. In the last installment of our series, we'll look at how the job will actually get done and what the public can expect to see. I'm Michael Collier for Arizona Public Radio.